Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Ghost Ship by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown, narrated by Scott Brick.
Prologue: The Vanishing. Durban, South Africa, July 25th, 1909. They were driving into a void, or so it seemed to Chief Inspector Robert Swan of the Durban Police Department. On a moonless night, beneath a sky as dark as India ink, Swan rode shotgun in the cab of a motor truck as it rumbled down a dusty track in the countryside north of Durban. The headlights of the big Packard cast yellow beams of light that flickered and bounced and did little to brighten the path ahead. As he stared into the gloom, Swan could see no more than 40 yards of the rutted path at any one time. "How far to this farmhouse?" he asked, turning toward a thin, wiry man named Morris, who was wedged in next to the driver. Morris checked his watch, leaned toward the driver, and checked the odometer of the truck. After some mental calculations, he glanced down at the map he held. "We should be there soon, Inspector. No more than 10 minutes to go, I'd say." The chief inspector nodded and grabbed the door sill as the bumpy ride continued. The Packard was known as a 3-ton, the latest from America and one of the first motor vehicles to be owned by the Durban Police Department. It had come off the boat with the customized cab and windshield. Enterprising workmen from the newly formed motor pool had built a frame to cover the flat bed and stretched canvas over it, though no one had done anything to make it more comfortable. As the truck bounced and lurched over the rutted...